Facebook shares fell 7% overnight, their worst trading day in more than 5 years, as a backlash intensified over claims that the social media platform had been used to harvest the data of millions of US and British voters without their knowledge. Investigations have been launched in the US and the UK into how 50 million Facebook users had their private information mined by Cambridge Analytica, which is a political research consultancy. Cambridge Analytica then allegedly used that information to profile and target voters to support President Donald Trump's election campaign and possibly influence last year's vote in favour of Brexit. Overnight, London's Channel 4 has broadcast an expose into this company, which Cambridge Analytica describes itself on its website as, quote, a global election management company. The Channel 4 report included an interview with Cambridge Analytica's co-founder turned whistleblower, Christopher Wiley.
I played a pivotal role in setting up a company that I think has done a lot of harm to the democratic process.
Because we spent $1 million harvesting tens of millions of Facebook profiles, and those profiles were used as the basis of the algorithms that became the foundation of Cambridge Analytica itself. The company itself was founded on using Facebook data.
That's Christopher Wiley, co-founder of Cambridge Analytica, turned whistleblower. Damian Collins is chair of the British Parliament's Digital Select Committee. He's leading the call in Britain for Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg to personally appear and answer questions about the social network's conduct. Damian Collins joins us from London. Damian, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
Can you put this into context for all the Australian listeners this morning? Just how significant this data breach of Facebook users?
Well, it's very significant because the initial research that led to this haul of data being gathered was based on 270,000 people completing surveys. From that, not only the data of the people who completed the surveys was taken, but also all of their friends and contacts as well. So that created this data set of 50 million people. This project was done by an academic at Cambridge University, and then it was sold to Cambridge Analytica for $1 million. Now, this was in breach of Facebook's terms. Facebook knew about this for 2 years and took no action against Cambridge Analytica other than saying that they should get rid of the data, but they didn't do. We asked Cambridge Analytica directly when they appeared in front of the UK Parliament, in front of our committee a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And they said they hadn't received this information. So there are questions about the role of Cambridge Analytica, what they were doing with this data, and the fact that people never gave their consent for this data to be used by them and in political campaigns. But also, why is it that Facebook themselves didn't take action sooner? And in fact, they only suspended Cambridge Analytica from using Facebook because of their concerns when it was clear that the investigation into this issue was about to break, which it did over the weekend. And as was referred to in your introduction, earlier this morning, Channel 4 News in London broadcast that there has been this further investigation into Cambridge Analytica's practices. Also, as a result of that, Facebook have sent people into their Cambridge Analytica's offices in London as well. Now, what they're doing there, no one quite knows, but I think many people think it's very inappropriate that they should be taking direct action and not the authorities.
Yeah, absolutely. So these are the sort of questions, presumably, you want to put to Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook. You want him to appear before your committee. Have you contacted him yet? Have you received a response?
We will be writing to him in the next 24 hours. The reason we want him to come in particular is that we've had sessions and evidence sessions with Facebook executives in the past. We tend to find it very frustrating that they either come and give partial answers to questions or say that they have the knowledge and information that we need and will get back to us and then they don't. So it's time for someone who genuinely speaks on behalf of the whole company, whose job it is to know every detail about it. And I think in this developing story, which is incredibly important for the billions of Facebook users around the world, I think we need the founder to speak and answer questions and be challenged about what's going on.
Do you have any powers to compel Mark Zuckerberg to appear?
We don't have any powers to compel people that don't live in the UK or are British citizens, so we don't. But I think we feel very strongly that he should come and speak and answer questions, and so we'll put that challenge to him. Last month we went to America and took evidence from Facebook executives there. But as I said, we felt there were a lot of unanswered questions. And also looking at what we now know about the relationship between Cambridge Analytica and Facebook and the way in which Cambridge Analytica got hold of Facebook users' data, and we gave them every opportunity to answer direct questions about that, and they didn't. And we feel there's a lot of unfinished business.
Yeah. In fact, did they mislead you? Because I'm looking at some of the evidence given by Simon Milner, who's Facebook's British policy director. Asked if Cambridge Analytica had Facebook data, he told MPs, they may have lots of data, but it will not be Facebook user data. It may be data about people who are on Facebook that they've gathered themselves, but is not data that we have provided. Is that true? How does that fit with this breach?
Well, it's very nuanced, isn't it? I think it's a partial answer to the question, and they should have known that, well, as a company, they did know that Cambridge Analytica had this Facebook user data that they shouldn't have had,
yeah,
and they'd been using it for 2 years. Now, the other way...
And they allowed Cambridge Analytica onto the Facebook site. They allowed it to set up this survey.
Yeah, well, it was set up by a third party, actually, on their behalf. But Facebook, but Cambridge Analytica also conduct their own surveys on Facebook all the time as well. But the other witness alongside Simon Milner that day, Monica Bickett, she was asked directly about data breaches and whether people had acquired Facebook user data and had not given it back when they'd been asked to. And again, she wouldn't answer any questions about that either. And so knowing what we now know, I think people are rightly suspicious of any answers Facebook give to questions. And it's time for someone who... you know, haven't got any excuse that they don't know.
And knowing what we now know, thanks to the whistleblower, Christopher Wiley, what of this evidence before your committee from Alexander Nix, who's the chief executive of Cambridge Analytica, who also told the inquiry, we do not work with Facebook data and we do not have Facebook data. Was that a lie?
Which is, well, I mean, you look at what we now know, thanks to Chris Wiley, you can say that can't be true. We also asked Alexander Nix directly whether they had received data from this man, Dr. Alexander Kogan, who's the man who built up the database of these 50 million people, which he acquired through the surveys he ran. And again, that Cambridge Analytica said no, that they hadn't received that information. So that's why we're going back to him as well, Alexander Nix, to say, how can you reconcile the statements you've given? Because, you know, our concern is that a parliamentary committee and therefore the UK Parliament was misled by him, which is a very serious matter. So we want to follow up on that to make sure we can determine what we think happened.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 7:45. Our guest is Damien Collins, who's the chair of the British Parliament's Digital Select Committee, leading the calls, as we've heard, for Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg to appear to answer questions before the committee. Let's go to the why this is important. We've got the size of the data breach, but the important thing about that is how it's been used and why it's been used. It's understood that Cambridge Analytica used the Facebook data to help Donald Trump win the US presidency. Are you concerned that the firm also manipulated private information from these Facebook users in other political campaigns, the referendum on Brexit, for instance?
We've asked questions about that. There have been it's a very interesting issue, because there was a time when Cambridge Analytica said they were involved in helping the Leave campaign during the Brexit referendum. They're now subsequently saying that they didn't. We asked people who were part of the Leave.eu campaign, and they said that they'd had discussions with Cambridge Analytica about working together, but they hadn't been part of the formal campaign. So it's a murky picture at the moment, but we want to know. I think there's a big ethical issue at the heart of this debate, which is about the way in which data is gathered about voters can be used by companies like Cambridge Analytica to target them with information they may not be aware of, why they're receiving it or where it's coming from. And it's based not just on an understanding of all the data points that person has created in their social media habits and interests, but psychological profiling as well. And we've never seen anything like this on this scale before. And there is a big concern that is a kind of a virus of disinformation and, you know, hyper-partisan content spreading through the internet.
Yeah. On two levels. I mean, Christopher Wiley, the whistleblower himself, said, we built models to exploit what we knew about these people and target their inner demons. So that sounds manipulative. It calls itself a global election management company. Do you believe that the data that gathered by a company like Cambridge Analytica and the way it was used, as you were describing, may have had an impact on the result, turned the result on Brexit, for instance?
Well, I mean, that's got to be a concern. We don't yet know what the scale of their involvement was, and certainly Cambridge Analytica at the moment directly deny it, but there is concern that these techniques were used, just as they were used in America, that they may have been highly effective. And there's a concern that people's personal data and data about their consumer preferences is being used in political campaigns. Now, in Europe, there are quite strict data protection rules which stop you targeting people with political information if you're not a registered political party. And I think there are some concerns about whether those rules have been breached. But certainly, I think a lot of voters following this story will think, I never really understood how much data is being gathered about me, and that it's being given to companies like Cambridge Analytica,
yeah,
who can then target me with messaging.
That's the first point, isn't it? The data gathering and how it's used, but also you touched on it before, how a company like Cambridge Analytica, the methods it's employing, because part of that Channel 4 broadcast last night was a secret recording footage from journalists with the Cambridge Analytica's CEO, Alexander Nix. They were undercover, the journalists, and Nix is saying the company could entrap politicians in compromising situations with bribes and Ukrainian sex workers. Now, he's since denied that was true, but, you know, are you worried, concerned that a company operating like this has been operating in Britain for several years?
Absolutely, and we have rules around the fit and proper conduct for company directors. Also in the Channel 4 investigation, there were allegations that, you know, sort of fake companies and different bank accounts are used to mask their involvement in campaigns around the world. And I think we need to have a broader investigation into the practices and the activity of a company like this, because a lot of people will be extremely concerned about the way in which they've engaged in elections in different countries around the world. And you touched on it earlier on too, is that a lot of this is based not just on data analytics, but psychological profiling, which is about understanding what motivates people to vote in elections. And a lot of that is about exploiting fear. And there was a lot of very negative campaigning around the Brexit referendum in particular, and a lot of negative campaigning in America during the presidential election, where people's fears were exploited as part of those campaigns. And I think, you know, I think we need to understand more about what's going on, the techniques that people are using and how they're doing it.
Just finally, Damien, there were reports last year in this country that senior executives from Cambridge Analytica were in Australia. They met with the Liberal Party, one Conservative Party here in Australia, and in government at the moment, to discuss, you know, what they might be able to do, how they might have more persuasive messaging for Australian voters. Now, as I understand it, there's no sign that the Liberal Party engaged Cambridge Analytica. But what advice would you give to the Australian Parliament, Australian politicians about this company?
Well, I think there's been a lot of very disturbing information about that company shared now, and the Channel 4 investigation in particular really has got under the skin of that. There's a follow-up investigation that will be broadcast in the UK tomorrow evening, so I think there'll be more interest in that too. So I think people should tread very warily before engaging with Cambridge Analytica.
Okay, thank you very much, Damien.
Thank you very much.
Damien Collins, Chair of the British Parliament's Digital Select Committee.